Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is the very last day of the month of July in the year of 2025. And I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this video recording, which you can usually do by subscribing to MotorVitality and whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. You can still listen to the years and years and years worth of archives, but another week has gone by and another week that I still have not gotten a website to where I can upload the podcast yet. I hope to be doing that today. I'm not going to promise, but you guys are here live, so you get to hear it. Those of you listening to recording, well, I've done it. So, you know, it's up now. If you're hearing this on recording, I've gotten to it. Those of you that subscribe to this and are waiting for the downloads, you would have gotten like 5 episodes all right in a row. Bam, 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 bam. They're just all going to drop all at once. But anyway, that's what happens when you are your IT guy instead of outsourcing it. But I am going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wished you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? Or anything that we can help with? Any questions we can answer? Nothing. Okay. All right. Then we're gonna jump right back in, jump into our topic today. And as with a lot of topics, I really don't always have a specific direction that I want to go, on the topic. I just think it'd be kind of an interesting conversation. I don't know if we've talked about this one since pre-COVID. I know, well, definitely during COVID, I think we did. But what I wanted to kind of talk about today was like your policy, your sick policy, right? So what do you do, you know, when you're sick? So those of us that are in sales and those of us that work in offices and that type of thing. Now, I come from a generation, some of you probably will know this, where, you know, there was a time you just didn't stay home. You didn't call in sick. when I was younger, you know, you went to school. I mean, there were times that where it just got so bad, you know, that you stayed home from school. But in my family, unless we were like bleeding to death, we had to go to school, you know, and it was, and that sort of was instilled into me when I would go to work, and I just always go to work sick, and you know, you just work through it, you know. And then it was miserable. It sucked, but you just sort of worked through it. It was always kind of interesting to me how, you know, throughout my career, how many times people would call in sick or, you know, not feeling well or whatever. And it was just not something that was ever comfortable for me to do that. Fast forward, you know, I mean, when I had management, people certainly called in sick. And I got to tell you, it kind of annoyed me some. You know, I not that it's fair. I shouldn't have been annoyed, but it was like, you know, I mean, even now, with what I do now, I sometimes, you know, I have employees, and when they call in sick or they're not there, it's like, well, I don't have the luxury of calling in sick. Why should they? You know, but then you fast forward to the world of COVID, and it seemed like everything changed. The attitude changed. The way people think about going to work sick. And honestly, it did make me reconsider the sick policies. And the fact is, it can actually be less productive, far less productive, to have employees go in sick or show up at the office that, you know, when they're sick, because, especially if it's contagious, because suddenly you've got this everybody's getting sick, and you know, you lose a lot more production in that office when you know, when suddenly everybody's getting sick instead of, now we, COVID also taught us how to work from home a little bit. We talked about that last week a little, you know. So that was the first thing to kind of talk about. And then I wanted to talk about the sales side of it, you know, sales or install side of it. You know, what do you do? How do you handle it when, how should we handle it when, you know, as a sales guy, I mean, I'm embarrassed to say that when I was in sales, you know, this was all before COVID, there were times when I was not feeling well, but I had a sales appointment, and daggone it, I felt like I needed to go run that sales appointment, you know, and there were also times that I ran the sales appointment where there were people sick in the house, and they still had me come out and run the sales appointment, you know, to go in there and do it. And I wonder that about installers and stuff like that too. And today, I actually think that it's a little, it may be a little selfish, may have been a little selfish of me to continue to run those sales appointments while being sick. I mean, you know, you need the money, right? You need the sale. But I wonder how many sales it may have cost me, you know, or how many times, even if I wasn't the one that got them sick, you know, how many times they got sick after I had been there and they sort of blamed it on me. Anyway, there's a lot of topics, but I just kind of wanted to talk about this. And Scott, by the way, you always accuse me of talking about stuff, you know, that like is like right. And, you know, like Kelly came up with that topic an hour before, or a half hour before. That is often true. But none of this one. I feel fine. I'm not sick. I just thought it was an interesting conversation to talk about because school is coming back up. You know, and that was one of the things when I had my kids. It always seemed to be the case that when the school year started, employees call in sick, right? Because kids go to school, kids are sick at school, they spread, you know, different colds and stuff, and then they bring that home. And this, you know, tis the season when people start getting colds and start getting sick. Anyway, I just sort of wanted to open it up for discussion and any one of those topics. And give me guys' thoughts. What are your thoughts on it? What are your opinions?
Well, can I tell a funny story of my youth? Because I shared the same concept. You go to work no matter what. Plus, for me, it was also a sense of responsibility. So I was a bank manager, and we were implementing a new software system. And so I had to be there, and I was the only manager on duty. But the day or two before, I had to put the money away in the vault, and I had one teller who would hoard rolls of coin in her, what we call the cash box. And the cash box slipped off the cart that we would use to roll them into the vault and fell on my foot. And I jerked, you know, like kind of jerked myself over to pull it off my foot and wrenched my neck. So 2 days later, when we had to do the switchover, I showed up to work in a boot and a collar, which honestly, nobody should have allowed me. I should have been smart enough to say, you know, this, I can't come to work, but I wasn't. I went to work with a collar around my neck and a boot on my foot and worked all day. And after that, then wound up being in bed for 2 weeks because I was in such pain because of the way I was crooked and walking off kilter and so on. So, yeah, I think that there also has to be a time when management steps in and says, you know, we understand you want to be here, but you need to go home. And I don't know if that's a thing of yesteryear of our generation or not. So that was just a funny story to say that.
Sometimes that was hilarious. So in that one, you know, it's kind of interesting because I can understand because you weren't really contagious, but you're right that That is a prime. It's not, and thank you for that, because it's not just being contagious, right? Or being, you know, having a cold or the flu or these days COVID, right? You know, that it can have an impact on, I mean, you were out for 2 weeks, right? And had it been a day where you would have been, had a chance to recover, then, so that is something that definitely has to be, you know, be considered. Who else? What, anybody else have any thoughts on that? Paul, was that you that popped back on?
It is. I did not hear the question. I'm sorry. I had to.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So let me just, because I was curious about your, you know, you and Scott, you too, you know, and what is your policy? We're talking about being sick, right? Going in and you know, if you're sick, the impact that can have on other employees, you know, what it can do, you know, how much production you can lose. You know, so Paul, what is your policy? And Scott, I'll ask you as well, you know, when, because I think both of you are like me, right? We grew up in a day and age where you went to work. You didn't call in sick. You went to work. And, you know, so do you have a policy? Scott, maybe if you're on, you could go first, because you heard the question, and then Paul, you can follow up. But, you know, what do you guys do? Do your installers, do they still get scheduled? Do you leave it up to their discretion? Do you give them the permission if they're walking into a house, you know, where people are sick? I mean, what is the policy? What do you say? How do you handle that? Or is it just a non-issue?
It's a case-by-case basis. You know, you have to be respectful of your customers. But, you know, I've got, you know, reps of mine that have small kids, and it is going to happen. You know, every time the school goes back, all the little petri dishes with their fingers in their nose get together, and they're going to bring home, you know, the sniffles and things like that. And, you know, I think, like, most of my reps, you know, if they get, like, sinus things or something, they'll probably take some over-the-counter medicine and chug along. And then, you know, but if you're really sick, you got to be respectful of your customers, and you also got to be respectful of your reps that, you know, if you're really sick, you know, go to the doctor, and we'll take care of it on our end. Just give me an update this afternoon of where you're at, but you take care of what you got to take care of. We'll take care of the business. So you got to be respectful of your reps. You got to be respectful of your employees. And you got to be respectful of your customers, because, you know, in the day and age of now, you know, you're not bringing the sniffles in. You could be bringing something, you know, bigger. So it's going to be a case by case business, but you've got to say, it's okay, we'll take care of it. You take care of you. But I think it's not so much as a policy as a case-by-case basis.
Do you know, in your meetings, like your manager meetings and any managers or anybody on this call that wants to jump in and answer this, do you have that? Have you talked about that? I mean, not necessarily specific policy, although sometimes you do have a policy, but you know, and maybe it's a good idea to have a policy. But do you have that discussion with your team, with your employees on, you know, because it's not just, unfortunately these days, I think it's not just on the employee or even on the management to kind of decide. These days, if I'm a homeowner, I don't want a sick person, you know, somebody that's got, and it may just be allergies, right? You know, but I don't want a sick person coming into my house, you know. It's different than it was back then. You know, so do you discuss that policy? Discuss what to do and when, you know, when to make that decision? Because it can have an impact. I mean, if you ever go and look on Google reviews on different companies, you'll see that periodically. They came out and he was sick, and then my whole family got sick. I mean, do you want that review? You know, I mean, maybe it's not reasonable, you know, or like, I just had allergies. Okay. But anyway, what do you guys have that discussion, or is it just sort of everybody's mature enough to sort of make their own decisions?
We discuss it. We have a horrible rate on people calling in. Sometimes I don't believe that they're sick, but other times when they are really sick, there used to be, you know, the state of Michigan has changed some ground rules in regards to what we can ask for.
Yeah, like doctor's notes and stuff.
No, yeah, doctor's notes. We can't even ask for that any longer, you know, with this new whatever. I don't remember what the name of the policy is. So if they're gone for 3 days, we used to request that we get a doctor's note, and we were always getting the doctor's note, so we knew that they were sick. We have jump guys in my warehouse that can pick up the slack when necessary. It puts a bigger burden on them. It puts a burden on the team. We don't want our people going into people's homes that are sick, and we have customers call us up saying we'd really like to reschedule this because the whole house is sick and we don't want to expose your team.
Right.
You bring your people in that are sick and they're working amongst everybody else, and it's pretty close network first thing in the morning, you know, 28 guys in my shop here in Traverse City. It is I don't need others getting sick, because now it's just that chain effect of, you know, ongoing, and we would rather that they are healthy when they come in. And management does discuss this, but, you know, my average on call-ins is, you know, 5 to 8%, and sometimes higher than that. And when you got 50 employees, that's a lot of people down, you know. That's, it's hard, and we do everything in our power to make up the work. If I have to go do an install, I'll go do an install. You know, I'm boots on the ground if I have to be, and the rest of my team is as well. And we all know that if we have to pick up slack, we'll pick up slack. But if you are sick, please do not come in.
So that is, like, you know, that. Go ahead.
I don't like the brown bottle flu though. That happens on weekends. You know, average sick is, we have people sick more on Mondays and Fridays than we do the rest of the week.
Right. Right.
It's disheartening at times.
That is the other part of it. It seems like now a lot of people coming in, it has sort of almost gone the other extreme, because now it's not just, a lot of the states, like Michigan being one of them, have passed laws like that. And I think maybe in some ways that's good, because there were a lot of companies that would almost force people to come in. And so I'm not saying that some of those laws weren't a positive thing, right? It does protect employees and probably increases productivity and production. But there is the whole, you know, mental health days and stuff like that now that is hard. I mean, people call in sick for reasons now that I can't even imagine. I mean, it just blows my mind on... I mean, it just was not the world that I grew up in. You know, we always went to work every day. And unless you were dying, you know, now the doctor's note thing, I have my own company, and so I, you know, I don't have to kind of answer, I don't have to deal with that for now. But I can tell you there would have been times that it would have been hard for me to get a doctor's note, you know, because I didn't have insurance and it's still... You know, not only am I going to call in sick and not get paid for today, but I'm, you know, now I have to go spend $140 to see a doctor to tell me to stay in bed. so I'm glad that policy went away a little bit. On the other hand, you're right, Paul. It does make it way easier for those individuals. And you've got, you know, a much bigger team than I have, or that a lot of companies have, but that you're, you know, that you're serving, and so you're right, 5 to 8%. That's a pretty huge number, you know. It is something, as we grow, as the companies grow, we have to, you know, it is a factor. I think I would recommend having that discussion. You know, now I'm fortunate enough that my team is small enough that we all sort of, we all know, you know, it's my team is, you know, they're employees, but they're also, we're their family, you know, we all know what's happening in each other's lives and what's going on. And you know, I think it's almost like, I mean, they're a team, they're employees, but they're not I don't know, it's different when you have a very small crew, right? Versus 50 people or even 30 people, I think. It takes some of the personal out of it. Maybe not for the management who cares for each and every person that's there, but I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but anyway, I do think it's a good idea to sort of talk about it. You know, how do you deal with, so there's the sick stuff, like being sick, and now this is going to make me sound really insensitive because it can be just as bad, but what about I actually have an opinion on this, but I'm curious to hear what you guys think. You know, what if it's not the contagious stuff, the physically contagious stuff? What if it is, you know, emotional or stress or anything like that? What is the policy? What do you guys do? Do you support that? Do you go to work yourself when you're feeling like that?
The mental health day, I think, is what you're referring to. I can't
get
in and be the mental health day.
Yeah. Have you heard that term?
I've had people call in for it.
Yeah.
And it's a serious
That was not ever a thing. When I was going, it was not ever a thing.
It's a lot different these days, though, Kelly. It's pretty crazy. Some of these people have some stuff going on in their background that is just, you know, I don't know how they wake up in the morning, you know. I'm not saying I don't know how they wake up. I'm just saying I'm not there, you know, to see what that life looks like when they're getting out of bed. We give grace with that, you know. I don't like doing it, but I'm not going to be a mean person about it. If a person is not stable, I don't think they should be in my building on that day.
Yeah.
You know?
So my opinion on that, I'm kind of with you on that. I think that that can be as contagious, if not more so, than the flu. It also can be dangerous to have an individual who is not mentally, especially if they're working with heavy equipment, or frankly, people, because in this job, people are difficult to deal with at times. You know, actually in any job, probably, you know, different personalities. And somebody who is off mentally for whatever reason can create long-term problems. Well, I know for a fact you have dealt with this, you know, just on stuff we talked about like a couple months ago where people have just a bad day and it can create just a ton of bad problems that last a long time, right? You know, so I almost feel like you have to give grace. You have to appreciate that. You have to understand that. Now, it was never a thing, but I don't know that maybe it should have been a thing, you know, because there are, and also if you have somebody that's just really negative, just feeling really bad, and they're in the office, I mean, sometimes one person can bring the entire atmosphere down. So, you know, you can, and that reduces morale and performance in the office and stuff like that too. So yeah, as you said, give it the grace. I think you said, Paul, you know,
give them grace
and understand that they need that time, you know, and I think maybe, you know, that person is going to come to work appreciating that. Now there, you cannot let that be, I mean, eventually there are consequences. If somebody has a job in there and they've exceeded their, I think like here in Michigan, and it's the way it is with a lot of states, a lot of companies, because of the policies and rules, they've eliminated like sick days. And now it's just, they put it all together. It's personal days. And it doesn't matter whether you're sick or it's personal or whatever. It's just, they're all looped together. That's, you know, they used to separate vacation versus sick time, you know. Now it's just easier to put it all into one category and not have to deal with it. I don't know that gets into like the HR stuff, and different states have different policies. And I don't know how you guys do that, Paul or Scott down there.
the state of Michigan, with a company our size, for every 30 hours worked, they earn 1 hour of sick time, and they can accumulate up to 72 hours, and it can roll over year to year to year, but our company has to pay out 72 hours, and it doesn't get paid out at the end of their term. If, say, they were with me for 5 years and they accumulated 280 hours of sick time, I don't have to pay that out.
You don't have to pay that out, right, exactly. Yep.
And so I don't understand the rule. Why do they get to accumulate it, but you never have to pay it out?
right, if they leave,
so it's just additional record keeping.
And you can always tell when somebody, you know, if suddenly there's a month of them being sick a lot.
In all actuality, on their anniversary date, their vacation time renews, so they could be looking at that, and on their anniversary date, they could take 2 weeks of vacation time right after their anniversary date, and they could take the 72 hours prior to that and just say that they're sick, and I can't question it.
That's right.
So I could
lose
a body for almost a month.
Yeah. It is a little bit of a challenge there.
Yeah.
Nope, that's definitely a bit of a challenge for sure. So, Scott, what do you guys have? Do you guys deal with? I mean, what is the average age of your team? Not that this is it's not an HR question, just a curiosity question. Paul, what is the average age of your team?
Oh gosh, I range from a 20-year-old all the way up to a 66-year-old, and I would say the average is probably late 20s to mid 30s. I like my mid 30s and mid 40s. I'll just tell you this: if you're looking for a good employee, find out if they own a home. They've got a
That's true. That's right. They have the stuff. That's true. Absolutely. And how about you, Scott? Yeah, and you're right. Do they have responsibilities? And that transcends age too. My warehouse manager is on the younger side, but is married with a home, and boy, do you see it in the work ethic and the responsibility and you're right. I mean, it makes the difference. Those days that, you know, they're just more reliable.
My 20-year-old just bought a $60,000 truck, lives at home, and is one of my best employees.
Yeah, exactly. Scott, how about you? What is your age range? And do you deal with those types of sick days?
The personal health days?
Yeah.
No, it's Alabama, man. It's the Wild West out here.
That's what I was wondering. It is kind of a cultural thing, right? That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
It's the inmates are running the asylum down in Montgomery. as far as like the business as a whole, I mean, it's 20s to 60s. But my sales team specifically, 30s to 60s. I don't know about you, Paul, but you know, I love like when we have round tables and we have discussions and the guys like talking about, I'm going to go down and going to get me a boat. Oh yeah, that's something you can't afford. I want that myself.
Exactly. Yeah, I encourage that. Exactly. I think my favorite quote of the day for all of you guys listening is, "No, it's Alabama, man." That may be my favorite quote of the day. Are you kidding me? The South. All right. Anyway, any final thoughts on this? And thank you guys. I can always count on you guys to help me get through a half hour on stuff and to make it somewhat interesting. So I really do appreciate it. And Paul, before I forget, I hope you have a fantastic, relaxing trip. You're going to some amazing, beautiful places up through there. So Toronto is one of my favorite cities ever. It's just a super cool, super cool city.
I'm blessed to be able to do it, that's for sure.
Yeah, and The Lion King, I saw it on Broadway. It's fun. It'll be fun.
My daughter tells me I'm going to love it. So.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, anybody else, any final thoughts or comments here? All right, then I will talk to you guys next week, if not before. Be safe, everybody. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. All right, thanks, everybody.
Safe travels, Paul.
Thank you. You guys have a great couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.